Welcome to Book Bumble, the podcast for people who love to read. In each episode, we'll introduce a stack of books that are tied together with a common connection to help take a deeper dive into each story.
We provide a space to talk books that is friendly and deep with a little hint of geek.
I'm Laura Pleasance.
And I'm Leslie Hopping.
And we are two friends who love spending time with our families, visiting libraries, and reading great books.
We are so happy you joined us. Let's get started.
Hi, Leslie.
Hi, Laura. Welcome, everyone.
Today, we're bringing you a shorty, an episode with just two books, and we hope it might be just what you need. Our short stack is tied together with a common theme of, if you liked this, then read that. Let's get right into it.
Well, in the past episode, we talked about the amazing Air Raid Book Club by Annie Lyons, which came out in 2023. And then you read it too, Laura.
I did.
And in case you missed it, this is the story of Gertie and her bookshop. It is 1938, and Gertie is convinced to stay in her bookstore and run it instead of retiring to the seaside and help house one of the many Jewish children being shipped to the countryside of London to save them from Hitler's rule. So Gertie welcomes Hetty, and her life changes from there. Gertie and Hetty end up working together to start an air raid book club to find joy in the times of terrifying hiding that they have to do during the blitz and bombings that are going on. And this book celebrates how Gertie touches the lives of those around her through her bookshop and the book club. This book is so full of life and heart. Annie Lyons is a masterful author.
Oh, I absolutely loved this book so much. Mm-hmm. And I loved that each chapter was started with a quote.
Yes.
From, or a favorite line from mm-hmm. a book. Mm-hmm. I love the variety of books that mm-hmm. they read. I love the way that books played such an important role in the story, and they brought comfort and stability yes. to the people. Mm-hmm. They actually brought Gertie and Hetty together.
Yes.
Because at first, Gertie being an older woman and Hetty being a teen didn't really see eye to
eye. An older woman
eye.
That had never had children.
Never had,
had lost
children.
Lost her husband. Mm-hmm. Was thinking of retiring, now has a teenager.
Right. Who's displaced
right.
from a different country.
Yes.
So this book is one, I think we've talked about this before, I think we'd both like to own it.
Mm-hmm.
And I would read it again. Very recommend it highly.
For anyone. Everyone. I think anyone would like it.
I do too.
And were we going to say the same word at the same time?
That's jinx, right? That's another one that feels so good in your hand. Mm-hmm. It's like a perfect yeah. size.
Yes.
I loved it.
Yes.
So if you read that and loved it, or if mm-hmm. the premise of mm-hmm. it intrigues you, then you should pair it with A Place to Hang the Moon by Kate Albus, which came out in 2021. Mm-hmm. This is a middle grade novel set during 1940 England. So same time period.
Mm-hmm.
Although Air Raid Book Club spans more time.
Yes.
This is just kind of that, a very short time
yes.
period. The starting point for this book is that William, Edmund, and Anna are orphans living with their grandmother, who they call the grandmother, if that tells you anything about their relationship. And when she dies, they need a guardian yes. desperately. So when children are evacuated from London, William, Edmund, and Anna, who are like maybe like 12, 11, and 9, something mm-hmm. around there, they hope that they're going to find a forever family while keeping the news of their grandmother's death a secret. Because if people find out their grandmother has died, then right. they're afraid they're going to go to like an orphanage. Mm-hmm. Okay. So that's easier said than done, as you can imagine.
Mm-hmm.
And the children are forced to move from billet to billet, which is foster family to foster family, for various reasons. So some of them... Edmund is a very, he's very angry.
Mm-hmm.
And some of his anger comes out and then people don't want that in their
right.
homes.
Right.
So, and there's other reasons too. Like they stay with this one lady who's just basically has no money, and she's trying to raise her own little children. She's kind of doing this to get the money because they would get a small stipend. Mm-hmm. And that, anyway, so there's different reasons that they move from these different billets, and there's sort of a quote-unquote mean teacher who they always have to go to and say, is there any way we could have a new billet? Mm-hmm. And she is always often angry at them. Okay. Doesn't really seem to like the children. So the children find peace and comfort at the local library, mm-hmm. and they make a lovely connection with the librarian, Mrs. Mueller, who has a secret of her own.
Okay.
As I read this book, I kept thinking about the connections it had with the Air Raid Book Club. In both novels, stories and books play a crucial role of providing stability and comfort in these uncertain and scary times. Both books also have some common motifs of found family, evacuated children, mm-hmm. and people sacrificing for one another. And also, all the main characters and many of the secondary characters in both of these books are readers.
Interesting.
I loved that. Yeah. If you think about Hetty in Air Raid Book Club,
yes.
she was a reader, mm-hmm. and I thought it was fascinating how she began to read novels that were unfamiliar to her mm-hmm. in an unfamiliar language, but how she just pushed on, and they were just a comfort to her when she was so far away mm-hmm. from her family.
When I remember Gertie even getting that room ready and making sure that there were certain books out for her on her bedstand, on the shelf, so that she would have certain ones, thoughtful ones available.
Mm-hmm. And in that book, I love the way they talked about books together. Mm-hmm. They had lots of people had differing opinions on different books, but I don't know, books bring people together, right?
They do. Even if they don't like the same book, you can have a conversation about
it. And so in this book, Place to Hang the Moon, all three children had a favorite book that they brought with them from the grandmother's house. And these stories kind of fit the children. Mm-hmm. Like William brought an encyclopedia. And when they go to the library, Mrs. Mueller helps them pick new books. And they've never been to a library and gotten a library card before. So that was all special and new for them.
Well, I just started this book.
Yeah, you did?
Yes.
Nice.
I probably am 30 pages in.
Okay.
But it reads so beautifully.
It does.
And I am reading a part in the very beginning where Anna,
the little girl,
is reading Mary Poppins.
Yes.
So that just made me smile.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. This book doesn't really necessarily read as a middle grade novel. In fact, there are some parts that are sad. I mean, it's pretty realistic, I think, to maybe what children would have experienced going to these different billets. Mm-hmm. But so I think anybody could enjoy it.
Yeah.
I also love that both of these books had great historical details and really put you back in the time. So I think pairing these two books made both a richer reading experience for me. So reading one and then the other just added some depth.
Yeah.
So give it a try.
And either way you do it, reading the Air Raid Book Club or A Place to Hang the Moon first, try the connection. If you liked one, you definitely will enjoy the other.
You will. So glad you joined us today. If you'd like some other titles that go along with this theme, check out our show notes from today's episode.
Please share this episode with a friend and check us out on Instagram at The Book Bumble. We'd love it if you would subscribe to our podcast. Join us next time with a new bundle of wonderful reads.
Until next time.